Welcome to the Real Estate Answer Man Show, heard Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern with your host, Tony Martinez, the Real Estate Answer Man. Tony is a nationally acclaimed speaker, trainer, and real estate expert. The Real Estate Answer Man Show is brought to you by Extreme Realty Team, a full-service real estate company. The Real Estate Answer Man Show is your source for news, trends, and information on today's real estate market. For all your real estate needs, call Extreme Realty Team at 1-800-719-7290. That's 1-800-719-7290. And here's your host, Tony Martinez. All right. Welcome, everyone. This is Tony Martinez, the Real Estate Answer Man, and you are listening to the Real Estate Answer Man Show. We are live every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. So welcome. Glad you're here with us today. As usual, we have another fantastic program. So before we bring on our very special guest today, let me give you kind of an update on what's been going on. Maybe you just joined us for the very first time and you want to find out what the show is all about. So bear with me. For those that have been with us before, let me kind of fill people in. So this show is all about real estate. What I try to do is bring it from a different perspective. I hope from a fresh perspective. We talk about a lot of different topics and we come full circle. So a little bit about me. I am a licensed real estate broker in the great state of Florida. My company is Extreme Realty Team. We're in Broward County, Florida, and we're a full service real estate company, but we also have a special passion for working with people in the distress segment. That means people that are losing their homes. So a lot of what I talk about has to do with distressed properties and how to avoid foreclosure. So the past few weeks, I've been mixing it up a bit because I've been bringing a bunch of different guests, and I love the lineup we've had. For example, just last week, we had Christine Ray. And Christine Ray is basically the queen of home staging, real estate staging. That is the art form of preparing a real estate property for sale. And she was giving us these tips and techniques and also how it can be a very, very profitable career opportunity for someone. So all of these shows that I've done in the past are on iTunes. So let me kind of give you some information on where you can get it. So if you are right now on realestateanswermanshow.com listening through that portal, then you can just scroll down and you're going to find a humongous Real Estate Answer Man iTunes logo on there. Click on there. You can download all of our podcasts. In fact, just this past week, we kind of bridged a very special threshold. We have over 500 podcast downloads, and we're well on our way to 600. So the numbers are growing every single day. So our message is getting out there. So for those of you that listened to Christine Ray last week, you know that she is doing a webinar on the 31st, on March 31st. She is doing a webinar, and it's going to basically dispel a lot of the myths that people have or fears that people have about entering the home staging business. The real estate staging business. She's also going to talk about the two live classes that she's got coming up in the Florida area in April. So here's where you go to sign up for that webinar. It's absolutely free. Even if you cannot attend the webinar, you can just by signing up, they will send you the recording. Go to facebook.com/realestate. Real Estate Answer Man. So while you're there, like our page, and then you'll be able to go ahead and scroll down, find the area where you can click and log in for that webinar that's coming up next Monday. Okay, the 31st. What else do we have? Oh, some more great news. For those of you that have been following us, you know that we have done shows on this whole flood insurance debacle that's been going on, this mess where the flood insurance rates just went through the roof, pardon the pun. And I've had some incredible guests like Mo Vesey, who is the immediate past president for the National Association of Realtors. A couple, 3 weeks ago, I had Sherry Meadows, who is the current president for the Florida Association of Realtors, and we've been trying to get the word out. It's imperative that this bill get passed that will kind of give a timeout to the whole process. Well, great news. Not only did it go past the House and the Senate, the president has signed it. It is now law. So a big triumph for us and a big triumph, more importantly, for homeowners. So now are not going to be facing those incredible rates that basically were going to destroy our fledgling recovery here. Let's talk about some shows that I got coming up, and then we're going to go right to our guests. So next week, which is April 1st, we're going to talk a little bit more. I want to give you guys an update on what's going on with foreclosures. And, you know, one of the things we've been seeing is, I guess I was right, because foreclosure filings are up, especially in Florida. So if you know someone that's behind on their payments and doesn't know what to do, I encourage you, if this is you or someone you know, they definitely want to listen to the show. So that is going to be our April 1st show. On April 8th, I have the Queen of Tax Deeds, Sandra Edmonds, out of the Orlando area. I'm going to have her on the line talking about how people can make a significant profit buying tax and lien deeds. This is amazing. You cannot miss that show. She's going to be giving out a lot of great tips at absolutely no cost to you. That is our April 8th show. On April 15th, just today, I secured none other than Peter Salusky. Peter Salusky is the man here in South Florida and actually throughout the whole country. All the major publications will go to Peter because he has his finger on the pulse of what is going on in terms of real estate in South Florida, especially when it pertains to the luxury condominium markets. And I'm so blessed that he's going to be on the show. He's going to give us about a half hour to kind of give us an update. I'll be asking him some questions. For example, are we staring at a potential bubble? What is going on? Who's got what plan? Do not miss that show. All right. And then on the 22nd and 29th, I have my good friend and mentor, Floyd Wickman, is going to be sharing insights from his best-selling books, The Wickman Formula, and also one that he did as a tribute to none other than Zig Ziglar. So those of you that have followed the motivational circuit and sales arena, you're familiar with the name of Zig Ziglar. So, folks, I got an incredible April lined up for you. But it's still March, and I got a great show for you here today. So about a few months ago, I came across some information that I was not aware of. And that is that, you know, most of you have probably heard of the reverse mortgage, and you have all these big stars to come out on TV touting how great the reverse mortgage is. Well, I've never really paid attention to it because I'm not a mortgage broker. So I'm a real estate broker. So I look at it like, oh, okay, sounds interesting. You know, I've heard some good, I've heard some bad about it, but I really didn't care. Honestly, I just didn't care. Then I went to a class and I found out that there was this program called the Reverse Mortgage for Purchase Program. And I went, I go, what are you talking about? And I didn't know this, but you can use a reverse mortgage, assuming you are a senior that qualifies, and we're going to get into all that, to buy a property, not just to refinance, but to buy a property. And the light bulbs just went off because I knew that this is a game changer. For so many people, this is a game changer. So I sought out an expert on the subject, and he is on the line with us here today. Phil, are you there, buddy?
Yes. Hi, Tony.
All right. Well, listen, folks, let me introduce you to Phil Stevenson. He is a certified reverse mortgage professional. He owns his own financial company, PS Financial Services. So he's here in South Florida. So I've tapped Phil to go ahead and kind of share with you some tidbits because, you know, we only have an hour show, so we can't go into a lot of detail. But stick with us because toward the end of the program, I'm going to announce how you can attend absolutely free, if you're in the South Florida area, a three-hour seminar that Phil has coming up that will go into much more detail about this incredible program. So, Phil, the way we do the show is we have breaks at six on the quarter hour. So let's go ahead and start off with, I think you're in a better position to introduce yourself than I am. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Tony. Like Tony said, my name is Phil Stevenson. I've been in the mortgage business since 2005. In 2008, I did my first reverse mortgages for my grandparents. So immediately, I just want to say that the reverse mortgage is the most misunderstood mortgage out there. I wouldn't have done it for my grandparents if all the negative stuff you hear is true. Ever since 2008, reverse mortgages is pretty much all I've done. As you said, I opened my company 2 years ago, PS Financial Services, and we specialize only in reverse mortgages in Florida.
Okay. Well, and so why is this so misunderstood? Let's go ahead and put it out there, because I'm sure there's some people that are listening that have said, I've heard that this and this and that, and I know that you do both the refi and you do the purchase program. So why is this so misunderstood? What are the myths that are out there circulating about reverse mortgages?
The biggest myth, so the biggest thing you hear from people is they're going to take my home. I guess the bank or the government, sometimes they would think, since it's insured by FHA, they'll also say that it's too expensive or that it eats away the equity. There's some truth to these things, but it's an old truth. The reverse mortgage has been around since 1961. A lot of people don't realize it's that old. In 1988, Ronald Reagan signed in a bill that would allow the reverse mortgage to be government insured and regulated through FHA. So it's come a long way over these decades to what it is today. 2000 to 2004 is where it really started getting deeper regulation with how much can be charged and things like that. And then over this last year, there's been even further changes that 99% of the people out there have no clue what those changes are.
Okay. So as far as I would like to go, well, let's do this for the sake of this show, because it's such a broad topic. Let's focus on the for purchase program. So tell me a little bit about this program and when it got started. And let's talk about why it's something I think is one of the best kept secrets in the industry. Why is it that so many people don't know anything about it?
I think it's education. It was announced in 2008. That this program would be available for purchase, and January 2009 is when it was implemented. I think the office I was in at the time, we did one that year, and then it was sparingly for a couple more years, and really over the last 2-3 years is when it's taken off, more than anything because of education, because of people like myself who are trying to get out there and educate the realtors, primarily, since you're our direct source of clients when it comes to purchasing homes. Also financial advisors we've been educating a lot. And it's a movement across the entire reverse mortgage industry throughout the United States. And it's coming around slowly but surely.
Okay. So let's go ahead and talk about, you know, what are the principal qualifications, because obviously this is for seniors and is seniors over a certain age. So go ahead and run down the list of the most important qualifications.
Okay. As of today, because there are changes coming later this year, we're not sure when, but as of today, the only two qualifiers are age and equity. So someone that's 62 and over, literally, they can close on their 62nd birthday, and as long as they have enough equity in the home. So if you're purchasing a house, you have no equity in the home because you don't own the home yet. So I like to say that you need to create the equity with a down payment. So by putting 40 to 50% down, the other 50 to 60% would be the reverse mortgage.
Okay. So now, so let's talk about this. So first of all, it's as it currently stands, it's 62 plus, right? Okay. And so credit is not an issue then? Employment is not an issue.
Right. The only time with today's qualification that they want to look at credit and income is if they're leaving a primary residence that has a mortgage to then buy another primary residence. So we should all know about the buy and bail rules ever since the bust after the real estate boom. For forward mortgages, regular mortgages, they came up with the buy and bail rule where you can't leave a house that's upside down and then buy another house without qualifying for both homes. So it's similar with reverse mortgages. You can't leave a home that is encumbered by a mortgage and then buy a new one with the reverse purchase without qualifying to be able to pay the one you're leaving. But 90% of the time, they're selling the house that they're in to buy another one, so we don't have to look at all of that. And I, later on this year, they're talking about doing a financial assessment with credit and income checks. But as of right now, we don't even have a date. FHA doesn't even know exactly how they're going to implement that. It's not something we look at very often.
Okay. All right. So, folks, we're going to pause now for a quick break. You're listening to the Real Estate Answer Man Show. Today's topic is the Reverse Mortgage for Purchase Program. This is an incredible mortgage. Imagine a mortgage with no mortgage payments. Yeah, that's exactly what it does for qualifying seniors. So we're going to get into a lot more specifics, which are with our incredible guest, Phil Stevenson, here today. So we're just going to pause for about a minute or so, and we'll be right back.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211.
Okay, folks, welcome back. Tony Martinez here, the Real Estate Answer Man. This is the Real Estate Answer Man Show. And if you're just joining us, we are live Tuesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. If you are listening to us while we are live, okay, let's go ahead and do this. Let me give you a phone number, because what a great opportunity to ask Phil some questions. So if you can get to a phone, call 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Now, I'm going to do something I've never done before, and that is, if you cannot call while we're on live, if you would like to speak to me at some point in the future personally, let me give you my cell phone number. I've never done this, taking a chance, but I'm going to risk it. I'm going to give you the cell phone number. Ready? 954-663-0275. I always prefer text first. This way I can, if I'm in a meeting, because I try to be very, very professional. If I'm in a meeting with someone, I will not take a call. But you can text me any questions you have, or say, Tony, I need to speak to you about this particular topic. And as soon as I can, I will give you a call back, because I want to be that accessible to you. So today we have a special guest. I believe we have a special guest all the time. And so the gentleman is Phil Stevenson. And Phil Stevenson is a certified reverse mortgage professional. So, Phil, you still on the phone with us?
Yes, I am, Tony.
Okay, so let me ask you something. I mean, in my industry, I could throw a rock and it'll land on a real estate agent. Okay, there are that many of us out there. And, you know, we're not all created equally. And we have people in our industry that bring our industry down because they're not exactly honest, they're not forthcoming, and they do harm out there. And I'm sure it's the same in the mortgage industry, and maybe even specifically in the reverse mortgage industry or segment. What makes you different? Because, you know, whoever's listening right now, maybe it's their parents that are going to need something like this. Maybe it's themselves. And they've heard these stories. So what is it that separates you from the other folks out there that are also doing reverse mortgages?
That's a good question, Tony, because there are a lot of people that do mortgages in general, and they say that they'll do a reverse mortgage when really they've maybe done one their whole career. All I've done for years now is reverse mortgages. I've closed over 200 personally, not including the people that work for me, but I've had my hands in each of those mortgages as well. But I'm certified, and as you mentioned, certification for a reverse mortgage professional is very detailed, just like it is for real estate certifications or financial planner certifications. It took me over a year of various classes, extra background checks, tests and experience to be able to get the certification. So it's not just me here telling you that I have a certain experience. I can prove it with the certification. I'm one of three in Florida, and one of only 81 in the entire country. So there's very few of us that are certified reverse mortgage professionals.
Well, excellent. Let's do this, Phil. Go ahead and give them your contact information, because not everyone can stay for the entire show. They're popping in and out. And of course, this show is being recorded and it'll be on iTunes as of tomorrow. So if you've missed part of it or all of it, you can always download it. But let's two or three times throughout the show give them your contact information so they can reach out to you after the show.
Sure. And I, too, give my cell phone out to all my clients and anyone that needs my advice or help. My cell phone is 786-586-3336. Our office's toll-free number, if you're not in South Florida, and sometimes people over 62 still have landlines without the free long distance, it's 888-845-6630.
Sounds good. So let's go back to the qualifications. First step is 62 or older. Secondly, they must be a legal resident of the United States, correct?
Yes, at least a permanent resident alien. They have to have a social security number.
Okay. So without getting too specific, because I guess it can get confusing, that's because most people, when they think in terms of loans, they think, well, I have to be able to prove income. Well, most of these folks are retired, so income and employment is not an issue, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So
moving forward, if and when they come out with the new rules, it's only to make sure they can pay their taxes and insurance, since there is no mortgage payment.
Okay, so let's clarify that, because I try to be very specific, but I've learned from being an instructor that sometimes I say something and people hear something else. So when we say no mortgage payment, that is absolutely true. There is no mortgage payment, but they still have to pay taxes. They may have an association, condo, or homeowners, and they may have some insurance. So they have to at least be able to qualify for paying that, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So why is this program, why are you passionate about this? I know why I got passionate about it, but I want to hear what drives you to work within this segment and this segment only. How do you, tell me why the reverse mortgage for purchase program, why you're passionate about this program? How is it helping seniors?
Well, I'm passionate about it because I help seniors. And how does it help seniors? When you're able to help someone own a property, whether it's the property they've always dreamed of, so they couldn't typically afford it, they can't buy it cash, but so now they would want to buy it with 50% down, still not have a mortgage payment, or just to be able to survive in a smaller home because they were being there's just too many expenses in their current home, so they're downsizing. Being able to help someone in retirement with a fixed income to live a better quality of life, that's why I do this. And that can mean someone who doesn't have very much money, and there are affluent people as well who just want to improve their quality of life or continue their quality of life that they lived while they were working. So that's why I do the reverse mortgage.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the things that attracts me to it is right away, we hear stories all the time of seniors that after they pay their expenses, they have nothing to live on. I mean, that's just a sad reality. They may not even have enough to cover their medications and everything. So with this program, it gives them an opportunity to have a better lifestyle. And this is just, I mean, that's got to be so rewarding for you. When you see someone through the process and at the end, what you've helped deliver to them. Can you give me like an example of a closing and just how was the atmosphere? How was the feeling when the seniors were signing on that dotted line? How did they feel and how did you feel?
It's a great feeling. The example I'll give is not one of a reverse purchase, but the one that stands out the most recently is a gentleman in North Miami Beach who had his lender coming after him for foreclosure, and we were able to do the reverse mortgage and pull him out of that. And just looking at him in the eyes and him telling me more than once, Phil, you being able to save me from that stress of these people calling me and constantly after me and worrying about losing my house at 79 years old. Nothing feels better than looking at someone who has that relief and thanks you profusely. And it wasn't an easy case, which is why he was thanking me so much. 90% of the people out there would not have been able to close that loan. But being able to do that for someone is very fulfilling.
I can imagine. I feel the same way. I mean, my business is helping people avoid foreclosure via a short sale. And I know that every time that we accomplish that, it's just this tremendous feeling of satisfaction that we done good. You know, I've always believed that it's perfectly okay to do well financially by doing good by others. And I believe that you're doing that. So, but when you're getting around to the questions that come up, sometimes I would imagine that you get resistance, maybe not so much from the seniors, but maybe from their kids or maybe even their grandkids. Are they sometimes the ones that misunderstand what this program is all about, and they're the ones that put up the biggest wall of resistance? Does that happen?
Yes, sometimes you have the kids helping you, but other times putting up the resistance. And by the same token, you have CPAs and financial planners who don't understand the reverse mortgage, or they think of the reverse mortgage of 10 years ago, also putting up resistance. And it's frustrating when you know you can help someone, and then because of misinformation and people not talking to you or hearing you out, you're not able to help the senior. And it's unfortunate is what it is.
So what do you try to do in those cases? Do you try to get everyone in the room at one time as opposed to he said, she said? What tends to work in that scenario if a senior is encountering that type of resistance from their kids or grandkids? What do you encourage them to do?
Initially, for the initial meeting, I always try to ask them if there's an advisor or a relative that they would also want to be present, that they would look to for help. And then you try to nip it in the bud right there by explaining it to everybody from the beginning. Because a lot of times they try to go then to their advisors or relatives asking for advice when they, in fact, the person I've sat with knows more than the advisors or relatives because they've sat down with me for over an hour and gone over all the details. So they're asking advice on something that they know more about. So it's always best to have them all there at the same time if possible, or at least on a phone call.
Well, you kind of go through what I go through. In my business, oftentimes my worst enemy is an attorney that doesn't know what they're talking about and is steering the person away from maybe doing a short sale to maybe doing bankruptcy or even just letting the bank take the property. And I know that it's an uphill battle because we've all grown up to respect the position of attorney. And look, I got some great friends and that are fantastic attorneys. I love them, but they're not all created equally either. And unfortunately, attorneys will tend to say that they could do it all. Just like there's mortgage people that say, well, I can do that. Well, I can do that. And then they don't specialize in a particular area. So I find myself in an uphill battle to go ahead and say, time out. That's not how it works. So the key is to get the facts. I mean, it's probably not a program that's for everyone. But I like people to make informed decisions. Don't go by hearsay or anecdotal information. Get the facts. And from there, make the decision that you think is best for you and your family. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, folks, we're coming up on our second break. And if you're just tuning in, this is a Real Estate Answer Man show. My name is Tony Martinez, the Real Estate Answer Man. We are live every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. We try to bring you the most up-to-date information. If you are missing part of the show, no worries. You can go to Real Estate Answer Man Show, realestateanswermanshow.com, and you can download the podcast. So this particular show will be live as of tomorrow afternoon. My very special guest today is Phil Stevenson. He is a certified reverse mortgage professional. We're talking about the Reverse Mortgage for Purchase program. I know I have a lot of real estate agents that listen to the show. What I would like Phil to do once we get back from this very, very quick break is to talk about how and why a real estate agent should be excited about this program, how it can help expand their business. What a great combination. You're helping people achieve the American dream, and at the same time, you're building your business. It doesn't get any better than that. Folks, we'll be back in about 45 to 60 seconds. Hang in there.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211.
All right, folks, welcome back. Tony Martinez here, the Real Estate Answer Man. We have a great show. I mean, I think we always have great shows, but today we're talking about a topic that's very near and dear to my heart, and that is helping people achieve the American dream. And we're talking about, in this particular case, seniors. So for those of you that are just tuning in, make sure you catch us every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. If you want to call while we have Phil on the line, please do. I know a lot of folks will listen to this show after it's played live and all that because everyone's so busy. But if you happen to be listening live and you want to call in, call 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And earlier I gave out my cell phone number. Don't call me while I'm on the show because I can't take the cell phone call at the same time as being on the show, but text me or call me afterward. Happy to talk to you about your particular situation. It's 954-663-0275. That's 954-663-0275. So Phil, welcome back. You still there with us, buddy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so listen, a real estate agent's listening to the show and he's thinking, how does this build my business? What can it mean to a real estate agent, and why should real estate agents embrace this and become the front line? You mentioned education at the very beginning, and we're the ones that, you know, where the rubber hits the road, we're the ones that are dealing with the buyers all the time. So what do we need to know? Why is it imperative for us to know about this program?
Well, there's two things. There's two topics I want to discuss, downsizing and right-sizing. I'll get into what right-sizing means, and most people don't know. But we all know what downsizing is. And most of the time, once you have an empty nest, you're over 62, your kids are gone, they're in college, or maybe they have their own kids in their own homes, people will downsize from their 3- and 4-bedroom house to something smaller. Well, if that person is, just as an example, selling a $400,000 house, turning around to buy something that's $200,000 or $300,000 cash, well, now you could help them out by saying, instead of putting 100% down, so let's just say they sell the $400,000, they're going to buy a $250,000 cash, they're left with $150,000 and no mortgage. But with the reverse mortgage, they put only 50% down, which is $125,000, and now they still have the $150,000 plus an additional $125,000 and still no mortgage. So now you've just become an even better realtor in their eyes, and because you've been able to refer them to someone that can do this for them. The other is right-sizing. Right-sizing is a different concept. Not everybody wants to downsize. Maybe they want their dream house that they could never afford before. An example is a client that called me, that found me, and she wants to sell her $300,000 house and turn around and buy a $450,000 brand new house with everything that she's ever wanted, but she can't do that without the reverse mortgage. She takes her $300 cash, puts 50% down, which is $225 on that $440, and she'll still have on that $450, and she'll still have $75,000 left over and no mortgage in the house of her dreams.
There you go. So listen, one of the things, because, oh, man, I wish we had more time, but let me mention something now. Folks, if you raise your hands, folks, if you're in the South Florida area. Okay, good. All right, so here's the deal. You might want to write this down. On Thursday, April 3rd, so it's next week, from 9:30 to 12, Phil is putting on a free class. In fact, it's my company, for full disclosure, I'm bringing in Phil into my training center to go into a lot more specificity, more detail at what this program is all about. This class is absolutely free, and it's open to agents from all companies, and it's open to the consumers as well. I would love to see 50% of the audience be potential buyers there as well. So if you are interested in attending this class, I need you to register for this class, okay? And you can do so online at Extreme Training Calendar. Now that's Xtreme trainingcalendar.com. All right. If that is way too complicated for you, then here's a number that you can call tomorrow or the next day, 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211. I need people to register because we have limited seating, and I want to make sure that everyone that can attend does have a shot at attending. So, Phil, back to this program here. Now, did we make it very clear that this program is only for primary residents? I want to make sure that we get that across.
Yes, it's only for primary residences, for any type of reverse mortgage, the purchase or the refinance. It can't be for investment homes or for second homes, or definitely not for commercial properties.
Okay, but now there's a little bit of a twist there. I mean, sometimes I know enough to be dangerous, so if I'm going in the wrong direction, just say, hey, that ain't right. But how about this? I'm buying a fourplex, okay? I'm buying a threeplex. I'm going to live in one of those units. It's going to be my primary residence. Can I buy it with the reverse mortgage?
Absolutely. As long as you're living in one of those units, four and below, so duplex, triplex, fourplex, then yes, you can do the reverse mortgage on the entire fourplex as long as you're living in one of those units. So that might be a good investment strategy for someone over 62 to create an income stream on those other three units without buying cash and still not having a mortgage payment.
I'm every time I hear this, I still get goosebumps because this is unbelievable. Think about it. You're buying with 50% leverage, okay? And also, I want to talk about that. There are scenarios where they may not have to put 50%. They could pay less. So let's talk about that right after this statement. And so here you are financing, worst-case scenario, 50% down, okay? You don't have a mortgage payment. Now, you got two or three other units, duplex. You have another unit. You could be renting that out, okay? So you're renting it out. You're more than covering the cost of any association, any insurance, what else? What am I missing? Taxes. So now you're creating passive income. So you're improving your lifestyle even more. This is unbelievable. I mean, this is something that everyone should be embracing. Now, what are the scenarios where someone could have a chance to put less money down, Phil?
Really, the only way you would put less money down is it's based on age. So we would lend approximately 50% to someone who's 62. And the older they are, the more we would lend. So someone in their 80s, let's say, would get about 60% loan to value, which means they'd put down about 40%. There's various factors. I'm just using estimates here because the lower the value or the lower the purchase, the higher some of those fixed closing costs are. But in general, it's 50 to 60% from 62 up to your 80s and 90s. You get 60%.
Okay. All right. So it just gets better. It's the worst case scenario is 50% down, but depending on age, they may be in a situation where they don't have to put as much down. Now, we're starting to, I mean, this hour goes by so quickly, and I got to bring up in about 6 minutes. So let's deal with a couple of the most common concerns. We already talked about the qualifications. A 62 plus, they must have a Social Security number. It must be a primary residence. So obviously, those are the three main qualifications for the individual. Let's talk about the qualifications of the property, because this is an FHA loan. What do they need to look at? What kind of properties do they need to stay away from?
Anything that has health and safety issues. So if there's a gaping hole in the roof or even a blue tarp, those are things that need to be fixed before the purchase. If they can come to an agreement with the seller, maybe, but we all know that's tough. So you want to have a property that's in decent condition. No health and safety issues is really FHA's biggest problem, biggest worry.
Okay, so if you have like so many of the condominium complexes down here in South Florida, 90-95% are not FHA approved. They need to stay away from those type of properties, correct?
Yes, I do something that very few do in the industry, and when I used to work for some of the big lenders, I would actually teach a class on getting the condominiums FHA approved, but that's for a refinance. When someone doesn't own there, it's very difficult to get the approval from the association, and it takes over a month to get it done. So you'd want to stay away from condos in general, unless there's one in particular that's already FHA that you know of. But if you could do townhouses or single families that the legal description does not have the word condo or condominium in it, that would be best.
Okay. So this is where working with a skilled real estate practitioner, a realtor, is critical, because you don't want to get excited. You don't want to waste your time by getting excited about a property that has absolutely no chance of qualifying. And I'm going to put a very shameless plug right now. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I am a broker. My company name is Extreme Realty Team. And I have 34, 35 professionals here that would love to have an opportunity to help you with your real estate needs. So don't hesitate to give us a call. Start by calling me directly, and I'll point you in the right direction to 954-663-0275. That's my cell, 954-663-0275. Okay, so about 3 minutes before our final break, I am the son or a grandson of someone that's thinking about doing this. I'm afraid that once the inevitable happens and they pass away, that now I am stuck with this mortgage. Is that true?
Here's how the reverse mortgage works. It is a mortgage. It's a loan from a bank. It's insured and regulated by the government. So it's not a government loan. It's from a bank. So there is interest. The interest does not need to be paid as long as they're living in the home, alive and in the home. So the interest adds on to the loan amount. If we're giving 50% at 5% interest, and appreciation is 4%, it might take 25 to 30 years for the loan amount to reach the value where it would go upside down. But if they pass away in 10 years, for example, chances are there's going to be equity. The heirs can sell the house, refinance the house, somehow pay off the loan within a year after the parents or grandparents pass away, and then the house is theirs, or the profits are theirs if they sell. So they don't lose the home. That's a huge misconception. But let's look at the flip side. Let's say they do, or they're there for 10 years, but then we have another bust, and the values drop, and they owe $300, but the value is $200. The heirs are not liable for that. It's a non-recourse loan. FHA's insurance covers a loss on the property.
There you go. So obviously that is the biggest concern that people have. So option number one, we can sell the property outright, pay off what was the original loan plus whatever interest accrued on there. Secondly, we can go ahead and refinance the property and keep the property. Or third, if the worst happens, where it's in an underwater situation, they can just essentially let the property go. And there's no recourse back to them. There's no way that they can pursue them for any kind of a deficiency judgment. So it sounds like a win-win-win. Now, we're coming up on our final break, but just something to kind of leave as a seed to talk about when we get back. Do they have to take the money? I heard that they don't have to take all the money in one lump sum, that there's a couple different options. Is that correct?
Right. You can do a line of credit or monthly payments. And I have another strategy for purchases that I thought of, and I recommended to a client, which made a lot of sense. You can actually put a larger down payment down. So instead of 50%, you put 70%, closing costs drop considerably, and then in a year, you can pull that 20% right back out. So it's almost like you put your money in, and then in a year, you get a 10% return on that money is what it ends up being in the end. That's a pretty creative amazing way to use the reverse purchase.
Okay, so let's do this, folks. We're coming up on our final break. This is the Real Estate Answer Man show. I have Phil Stevenson on the phone. He is a certified reverse mortgage professional. We're talking about the reverse mortgage for purchase program. I think it's a major game changer for the industry and for the lives of the individuals that would benefit from this. I wish we had more time with him, but as I mentioned earlier, if you are in the South Florida area, make yourself available Thursday, April 3rd, because that morning from 9:30 to 12, my company is hosting a class on this very topic featuring none other than Phil Stevenson. So you want to attend this class. I don't care if you're a real estate agent, I don't care what company you work for or a consumer, you want to attend this class and you need to register. You can register by calling 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211. Stick with us. We'll be back in about 30, 45 seconds.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211.
All right, folks, welcome back. Tony Martinez here, and we are winding down another great show here, Real Estate Answer Man show. So let me squeeze a couple more questions out of our very special guest, Phil Stevenson. We're talking about the reverse mortgage for purchase program. And when we last left off, we were talking about, some of the concerns that people have about, reverse mortgage. And he dispelled a couple of the myths, like for the heirs, the survivors, they are not stuck with a mortgage, okay? They can sell the property, they can refinance. So that dispels one of the biggest myths right there. And then let's talk more about the options that people have, Phil, as far as how they go ahead. And so I guess this applies not for the purchase side, this applies for the refinance side, right? As far as how they take that money?
Right. Unless they do the larger down payment and then later they could draw different ways. But if someone doesn't owe anything on their home or they owe less than 50%, then they could pull out a lump sum line of credit or monthly payments or any combination of the three.
Okay. All right. So here's another question I have. Husband and wife, okay, do they both need to be senior 62 plus?
As of right now, there's been a lot of issues from what we call non-borrowing spouses. That's the spouse that might be under 62, and usually I'll only recommend doing this if it's a desperation move. They're in foreclosure, they need to get out, and one of the two can be on the reverse mortgage. But a lot of those non-borrowing spouses have turned around and started suing, saying they were never told that they'd have to sell after because they're just heirs on the property, which isn't true. But they're making changes to those rules right now. As of right now, we can do it with someone under 62, as long as one of them is 62 or over. They're talking about, in the next few months, making it where if one of them is, just as an example, 55, they'll qualify both of them on the reverse mortgage, but instead of giving 50%, they'll give 40% loan to value. So they're going to reduce what we can lend, but you can get the underage person on the reverse mortgage as well.
So that's kind of like a rumor, or do you think that that's going to happen? And when do you think that might take place?
They're bringing that out in conjunction with the financial assessment, which is the credit and income checks. Last announcement from FHA was that they were going to tell us in mid-February when this was happening and that it would be about 3 months later. We still haven't gotten word on what we were supposed to hear in February, so we don't know if in May we're going to get this news or not. It's just we're really waiting on both of those financial assessments and the new non-borrowing spouse rules. But as of right now, my company, which very few in the country do it, still do non-borrowing spouses as long as the underage spouse goes to an attorney and gets an attorney letter saying they've been explained all the repercussions later on, but they can't turn around and sue.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Okay, so then from the standpoint of how long the process takes, that's got to be another misunderstanding too, because if I'm a real estate agent that's not familiar with this program, and maybe I'm the guy that has the listing and somebody is bringing a buyer to me wanting to use this program, there may be some resistance there because they're not familiar with it. And of course, one of them may be, well, no, I don't want this to go 90 days. So how long does the process usually take?
Absolutely not that long. I always say average of 30 days. It could be 2 weeks. It could be 6 weeks. It could be months. It all depends on how long, on what issues there might be on title and things like that. But 90% of the time, it's right around 30 days, just like any other mortgage. We're not looking at income, so we're not asking for years of tax returns and pay stubs and bank statements. We want to see the bank statements down payment is coming from, but it's about 30 days. What I always want, though, is before you have a contract, make sure they've spoken to me so we can get the counseling started. That's something a lot of people don't know is involved, is a third-party counselor needs to explain the reverse mortgage to the borrowers. So you want to get our ducks in a row before a contract is put out.
So what does that counseling entail? Do they have to go physically somewhere for that?
It's typically a 45-minute to an hour phone call. All parties need to be on the phone, the husband and wife or the borrowers, and if they want an advisor or a relative on the phone, they can have them on the phone as well.
Okay. So as a real estate agent, I'm just going to do real estate 101. Just like any other buyer, I want to make sure that they're pre-approved. So I want them to speak to you to make sure that part's done. I want to do my due diligence and knowing that they need at least 50% down, I want verification of funds that they do have these funds. And then at the same time, I want them to go ahead and get the counseling done. So the counseling doesn't need to happen prior to the offer, but it must be done prior to the closing, correct?
It must be done prior to – I need three things to start the process, to open a case number with FHA. I need the application, the concept, fully executed contract, and the counseling certificate signed. Before you submit a contract, if they're at that point where they're ready to submit a contract, let's get the counseling done. It's good for 6 months, and that's already done. We don't have to worry about it.
Oh, that's critical. Okay, cool. So that makes perfect sense to get all that part done. Okay, so now we've established that much like a regular FHA loan, in fact, it actually can even go, you know, faster because you don't have the issues of verifying employment and income and all that. It really comes down to the property. Does the property qualify and does the property appraise? So what about assistance? Can kids and grandkids, can they gift that 50%? I would imagine they can't loan it to them. Explain that to me. What if I'm a senior and my kids want to help me out or my grandkids want to help me out so that I can do this? Can they?
Yes. I had a client who did the reverse purchase year and a half ago, I think it was, and her son-in-law gave her the entire down payment as a gift. We proved where it came from. We showed his bank statements showing where the money was coming from. He wrote out the gift letter, and now she's in the home. And very, very nice son-in-law putting 40% down on that. It was like a $250,000 purchase.
No kidding. He must love his wife.
Yep.
Because we're talking mother-in-law here, man. So that's love. I'm telling you, love.
And one other thing you mentioned, we all know appraisals are huge in the industry. appraisal management companies in many ways are one of the worst things that ever happened to our industry. When I opened my company 2 years ago, it was with that in mind. I use an appraisal panel. I have appraisers I've used for years throughout the state. We're HVCC approved, and we follow all the rules. But I use appraisers that are good appraisers, not some random list of hundreds of appraisers like most AMCs do.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So, you know, I'm trying to find something wrong with this program, and I'm struggling, you know. And folks, I'm not a mortgage broker. I don't have any incentive here to do these loans. I'm a real estate broker, and I love the idea that this creates a whole new vertical market, a whole new market that we could be exploring. But my goodness, people can actually gift you the money. You don't have a mortgage payment. I mean, it's really hard to find a problem with this. And so we just need, like you mentioned, get more education out there. And as I mentioned once or twice already, if you're in the South Florida market area, make yourself available for Thursday, April 3rd, because I'm hosting a class featuring Phil himself to go ahead and discover what the Reverse Mortgage for Purchase program is all about. So it's only from 9:30 to 12 p.m., so it's a half day. It's free. All I ask is that you pre-register so we know that you're coming, so we don't have 80 people trying to fit into 60 seats. But I need you to register. So make sure you call my office during the day or the next couple of days, 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211. So, Phil, since we're kind of winding down, we got about 3 minutes left, how can they reach out to you directly?
Well, I'll give my cell phone number again. My cell phone is 786-586-3336. Our main office is in Coral Gables in Miami. We have another office in Miami Lakes. We do business throughout all of Florida. A lot of us down here drive up to West Palm Beach, down to the Keys, Cape Coral, Naples areas. Everything else outside of that, we typically do mail-aways for the application. But our clients feel comfortable working with us. I'll give you my website as well. It's www.ps, that's like postscript at the bottom of the letter, which is probably archaic at this point, but psreversemortgage.com. And we have video testimonials on there, some explanation on the program, and why in the reverse mortgage industry it's better to use a broker than it is a direct lender. I'll also explain that in the website.
Okay. Now, what if they're not from Florida? Because this show, we have about 7 listeners. No, just kidding. We're probably, I just like to joke like that all the time, but we're doing something right. We have a ton of downloads and everything else. But what if they're listening from California, one of these other areas? How can you help them? Can you help them, or can you point them in the right direction? What do they do?
Yeah, I can absolutely point them in the right direction. Get in touch with me anyway. I get a lot of calls. I get at least one call a week throughout the country from non-borrowing spouses. I have one of my staff is a blogger, and he writes blogs. Some of those blogs are on non-borrowing spouses. So get calls from Washington, California, New York, people whose spouse is underage or they're underage and they want to do the reverse mortgage for their spouse. And I always refer them to someone that I know that only does reverse mortgages somewhere in the country, wherever they are, so they can get that help.
Okay, excellent. So I got about 2 minutes left. Give me, if you can, in 30, 45 seconds, one of the things I do want to mention is you proudly served your country, our country, in the military. So tell me a little bit about your military experience.
Yes, I was in the Army Reserve for 8 years. I was given 5 days notice while I was in college in 2002 to go to Afghanistan, came home for 3 months, and went to Iraq. So I was gone for 2 years, veteran of those two wars. And so something I do offer, if my clients are veterans, I pay for their appraisal. And that's something I extend as a thank you to other veterans that are out there.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's fantastic. And, you know, from all of us to you, thank you so much for serving your country. Folks, we're winding down another great chapter here in the ongoing saga of the Real Estate Answer Man show. So make sure you stay tuned every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Tell your friends. And tomorrow in the afternoon, go to Real Estate Answer Man Show, realestateanswermanshow.com. Look for the link to iTunes and download the show. Phil, we got to run. I got about 5 seconds. Thank you so very much for being on the show. Folks, we will catch you next week. Thank you. Tune into the Real Estate Answer Man Show next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. And remember, for all your real estate needs, call the Extreme Realty Team at 1-800-719-7290. That's 1-800-719-7290.